Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
As in any medium, an ending can make or break a video game. Get it right and you've placed a firm cherry on the top of an unforgettable gaming experience, but get it wrong and you can taint dozens of hours of fun for players. But the beauty of video games being an interactive medium is the ability to offer up dynamic, vastly different endings to players depending on the path that they've taken throughout the story. So let's take a look at some secret ones in recent video games today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 awesome secret endings in recent video games. Number 10. Agent 47 wakes up in the first game's asylum, Hitman 3. So Hitman 3 ends with the player being given a choice on how to deal with Arthur Edwards, aka the Constant. You can either kill him or inject him with a memory-wiping serum. Whichever route you go, the broad beats of the ending are more or less the same, with Diana dismantling the shadowy secret society Providence and Agent 47 returning to the work that he does bloody well. But there is actually a secret ending which can be unlocked by picking up the serum to inject Edwards and just doing nothing. If you wait for about a minute, Edwards will encourage you instead to inject the serum into yourself, followed by a prompt allowing you to do so. Jabbing yourself leads to Agent 47 passing out and waking up in a padded room clearly intended to resemble the asylum from the very first Hitman game, implying that the events of Hitman 3 led directly into 2000's Hitman codename 47. Obviously, this ending is in no way canonical because it doesn't really make much sense when you break it down, but it is a fun Easter egg ending for longtime fans of the franchise regardless. Number 9. Glitched 6. Little Nightmares 2. Little Nightmares 2 is one of the year's most gleefully deranged games and concludes with a mind-melting twist ending where 6 drops protagonist Mono into a chasm, where Mono is shown to grow into one of the game's primary skin-crawling antagonists, the Thin Man. But players who collect all 18 glitched children sneakily hidden throughout the game will receive a secret extended ending, where 6 emerges from a TV and is met with a static doppelganger of herself. After a moment, the camera pulls back to show a poster which clearly contains a drawing of The Moor, the setting from the first Little Nightmares game, seeming to suggest that this sequel, or at least some of the events contained therein, are actually set before the original. Both the original and extended endings left enough hanging to comfortably set up a third game, but with the developer recently announcing that they're done with the franchise, there's sadly no guarantee we'll ever get that follow-up. Number 8. What just happened? Returnal. So Returnal plays its narrative cards pretty close to its chest throughout its brutally challenging campaign, drip-feeding morsels of story and still leaving a lot up for debate when the end credits roll. Now, the main ending appears to imply that the events of the game are in the main protagonist's mind while she is involved in a traumatic car accident which claims the life of her son. But nothing is concrete, though, with the exact nature of her time in this strange realm kept very ambiguous. An extended secret ending can be unlocked, however, by starting a new run and collecting 6 Sunface fragments that are scattered around the game world. You can then return to a house and interact with a number of objects around it, as well as picking up the car keys. If you then fight to the end of the game and defeat the final boss, you can then use the keys on the nearby car. This will trigger the secret ending, where you will come face to face with a pregnant humanoid creature that then attacks her. After this, it's implied that you are the astronaut figure which you swerved your car to avoid during the fateful car accident. And then we see her swimming to the surface of the water where the accident happened and crying out, "Helios," as the scene cuts to black. Now, there is a lot to unpack, and anyone hoping that the secret ending might clarify the story is sure to be left infuriated by it only further muddying things. Number 7. Don't Fear the Reaper, Cyberpunk 2077. So Cyberpunk 2077 has four main endings, but also a fifth secret one which can only be triggered by completing some very specific side jobs and having a relationship rating with Keanu Reeves' Johnny Silverhand that's over 70%. At the end of the chipping in side job, you then need to provide a few specific replies to Johnny, and during the subsequent main mission, Nocturne OP55N1, you'll end up on a rooftop with him where you'll be given several distinct story choices. If you simply do nothing and wait around for about 5 minutes, you'll get a secret mission titled Don't Fear the Reaper, where V and Johnny partake in a suicide mission by storming Arasaka Tower. If you die at all during this mission, the credits will roll, but if you make it to the end, you'll then circle back around to the same options featured in other endings. Pretty neat, right? Number 6. Terrico Lives, Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity. Hyrule Warriors Age of Calamity ends with Zelda's beloved guardian, Terrico, sacrificing itself to weaken Calamity Ganon, allowing Link to defeat it and Zelda to seal it away. But players who go the extra mile can actually unlock a sunnier ending which sees the little device resurrected. After beating the main story, you'll need to collect 50 components that are scattered all around Hyrule, as well as complete all of the component challenge quests and then beat a royal investigation. If you're able to do all of this, which definitely isn't easy, you'll pop the quest Terrico's Return, which shows the characters repairing it and reuniting him with Zelda. Talk about a crowd-pleasing cherry on the top.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5. The Isu, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Players who beat Assassin's Creed Valhalla will be treated to one of several possible endings depending on the choices that they made throughout the game. However, there's actually also a secret ending which is pretty similar to the Asgard ending, where the Norse gods are shown to be personifications of the ancient advanced humanoids known as Isu, who upload themselves to a giant supercomputer. In the ending's final moment, despite Odin's protests, Loki manages to enter the chamber and upload himself to the supercomputer as well, leading to him being reincarnated as Basim. At once a fascinating recontextualization of the game's events and also a complete mind, players will need to earn the secret epilogue by completing 10 Animus Anomaly puzzles throughout the game before beating the final story mission, and upon completing the game, this scene will be triggered. Number 4. The Modokan Uprising, Oddworld Soulstorm. In the grand tradition of the Oddworld franchise, Soulstorm includes four different endings that are doled out to players depending on their performance. Playthroughs are governed by a Kwama rating, which goes up or down depending on how many Madokans players are able to save. The worst ending is achieved by saving 80% of these guys in 6 levels or less, causing Abe and all of the Madokans to die while the evil Moloch gets away with everything scot-free. The merely bad ending for saving 80% of your pals between 7 and 11 levels sees Abe burned to death on a train which then crashes into and destroys the Soulstorm Brewery. But the good ending, which is got by saving 80% of Madokans from 12 to 16 levels, has Moloch's fellow Gluckans turn against him while Abe and his pals ride the train to safety. But those who achieve 80% survival on all 17 of the game's levels will receive an extra postscript ending, with a series of newspaper reports confirming that Moloch has gone into hiding while all the Madokans are implied to have escaped their slavery en masse. It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. Number 3. Two bonus epilogues. Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. The brilliant Crash Bandicoot 4 contains not two, but three endings for the players to seek out, a standard ending for more casual players, and two additional ones for the more committed, hardcore crowd. And these endings add additional context to the more typically happy standard ending. By achieving 100% completion, players will receive a tongue-in-cheek slideshow epilogue which explains in detail what happened to each of the principal characters, such as Engine becoming a smooth jazz musician and Dingo Dell franchising his restaurant with unfortunately disastrous results. The ending also reveals Crash, who narrates the voiceover, to have an unexpectedly velvety voice. But the third ending is only reserved for those most elite of Crash players, as it requires a stonking 106% completion, meaning that you'll need to have beaten every single challenge the game has to offer and basically completely mastered this title. And your reward is just a 20-second clip of Uka Uka showing up to interrupt Dr. Neo Cortex's relaxation time, seemingly teeing up a sequel. Number 2. Sequel bait, Days Gone. Days Gone is a little older than most games on this list, but per its recent PC release, it's certainly a title that is very much in the cultural consciousness right now. Plus, it features a secret ending that could have easily passed you by back in 2019, especially considering that the game's critical path alone can easily take the player over 30 hours. But once the main story is over, you're still able to explore the map, and at some point you'll receive a radio message from Nero researcher James O'Brien, who wants to meet up. A meeting with him results in the bombshell of an epilogue sequence where he finally removes his mask to reveal that he is a mutated freaker, as well as confirming that Nero knew about the virus's mutagenic properties all along and that they are coming. It is one hell of a sequel tease for a second game with a more advanced race of freakers capable of more complex thought processes. Yet, despite Days Gone selling very well, better than all of Ben Studio's previous games combined in fact, it was recently confirmed that Sony rejected a proposed sequel due to both the mixed reviews and lengthy development time. It's entirely possible that Sony changes their mind in the future given the game's strong recent PC sales, and if they do, the tantalizing premise for Days Gone 2 is clearly oven ready. And number 1, Ending E, Nier Replicant. So anyone who's ever played a Yoko Taro game knows that the developer loves to toy with players and deconstruct the very nature of video game endings themselves. In the recently released remake Nier Replicant, Taro was at it again, as in addition to the original game's four endings, he decided to include an ultra-hidden fifth one. To achieve Ending E, you'll have need to unlock all four prior endings, and remember that Ending D destroys your save file. After this, start a new game and play up to the point that the giant shade, Hook, attacks the Eerie. Upon recruiting Kane, an entirely new story path will be unlocked, leading to an additional ending which, amongst other things, restores the data erased by Ending D. This ending was actually supposed to be included in the original 2010 release of Nier, but was cut due to time and budgetary constraints. With this remake, though, Taro was finally able to deliver a more hopeful and satisfying ending to dedicated players, and it's definitely worth a watch.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.